Hey, it's Todd and Tyler. Thanks for listening to this podcast episode.
Our annual golf tournament is coming up on June 7th.
If you own or manage a business and would like to be involved and contribute to our preferred charity partners, JDRF, we have a way for you to do that.
There are plenty of sponsorship packages and whole sponsorships for you to partner with us.
Go to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fill out the I Want to Be a Sponsor form.
Soon after, you'll be contacted and you could be on your way to being part of the Todd and Tyler Golf Tournament. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What's happened?
Yeah.
Hang on, there you go.
There she is.
What's happened?
I was out all day because I had some other stuff.
Oh,
I did.
Man, sorry.
Believe me. Yeah. Don't say that. I'd rather watch my kid play ball any day than watch the Masters.
Well, sure. But
the fact is, I heard she was there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's happened?
Mom was.
How's she looking, man?
Right. Look like she's got a billionaire son.
Asian don't crack.
Look fine.
All right.
We like your son
does.
But we'd rather watch Tiger play golf.
I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to me.
Well, you don't have to be all mad about it. I'm sorry you missed it. It was a cool event.
No, I'm glad I missed it.
Okay, why?
Because I was rooting against him, and he won.
No.
But good for him.
No. It was pretty amazing.
No.
So does that mean I shouldn't talk about it?
No. I'm just saying that I didn't care. I just missed. I would have watched it if I'd been around. In fact, I would have watched it if it had been on the regular time.
Right.
I was actually planning on watching it.
Oh, man.
Because I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be close on Sunday. Great. And then I didn't even hear about the weather until later on. Push texted all of us Sunday morning. But I just assumed they just were going to pick up coverage earlier. And then I found out later Saturday that they were going to start it earlier. Yeah. And be honest with you, I was mad because I wanted to watch it when I got home.
Yeah.
Actually, I knew I'd probably be home by 3 or 4.
I was ready to get pissed off at CBS because the way it's set up was Tony Finau was one of the leaders and he was going to go off. He was going to finish before TV would have started covering it, basically.
But they Sunday?
Yeah, on Sunday.
Well, oh, but no, as soon as they announced they were starting earlier, they announced that the broadcast started
at 9 Eastern time.
Yeah,
I know, but originally it was supposed to go off at 1 Central time, and then they moved it up to 8 o'clock Central. They moved it up 5 hours.
Well, they had to.
Because of the weather.
Or they would have missed the whole thing completely. I mean, the TV coverage would have had to cover it early, and they did, right?
Well, no, that wasn't the original plan. The reason they moved it up is because there was weather coming.
I know, but they were going to move the TV no matter what. Then they were going to let the TV.
Yeah,
start
the
at
leaders
same time.
Weren't
going to
tee off till 1:40 Central. Like,
oh, okay,
yeah, yeah, you weren't going to miss anything. Maybe hole one of Tony Finau.
No, they would have had to have the TV moved too, and obviously they did.
Yeah,
right? What time the coverage starts Sunday? I literally was going all day Sunday, so I'm
8 o'clock our time.
Eight o'clock Central.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want to do
Tiger
teed the last group, the final group, the threesomes win.
And they had to play three too, didn't they?
Yeah, everybody played threesomes, and they also went on both sides. And think
they did
front and back. And think about this: like if you're so many guys are one time Masters participants,
right?
Because if you win a tournament the year leading into it, you get to play in the Masters. So many guys win a tournament, play in the Masters, they don't qualify for an exemption to return, and they never win again on tour. That's their one time at the Masters.
Right.
Can you imagine if your Masters Sunday? I mean, great anyways, but like, oh, by the way, since you missed that putt on 18, you now tee off on 10 to start your Masters Sunday. Like, damn, man.
They should sue.
No, it's not that big a deal, but it has to be an honest bummer in your head. Like,
of course,
man,
it is.
I got to start on that side? Damn.
Of course it is.
So Tiger on Saturday was asked, you know, what's this do to your schedule tomorrow? You're going to be in the final group. You're going to tee it now early. What time, you know, what's this do to your schedule? Tiger says, well, you know, I'll just move it forward. I just changed my schedule. I'll be up about 3:45 Eastern. So he got up about 3:45 to just get himself loose and stretched everything.
I mean, he wasn't drinking a bunch of vodka the night before.
No,
like,
right.
Like
and
I did last
probably
night.
Probably not.
Yeah, yeah, so 4:45 Eastern. Tiger's been up an hour. I'm just getting home.
Yeah, well.
And the son of a just teeing off in, you know, three hours.
So you had to wake up because you were working. Were you out that night?
I was there and helping close and
got
all
it.
That stuff, you know, and then
get
home.
Oh, I didn't think about you, yeah, because you probably didn't get any sleep at all.
I got about 2 hours of sleep. sleep. Got up at 8:30 Eastern.
Oh,
I set
right.
my clocks to Eastern time on Master Sunday. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're right, because if there would have been weather, you'd be able to get some nice sleep.
No, it was perfect. I was going to wake up, get some crap done, and then just hunker down and watch the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Now, as it turned out, you know, I just got up, started chugging coffee and pounding pimento cheese.
Obviously. Yeah. Well, that's it. You added a bunch of coffee in there, too.
Oh, you started pounded the pimento in the morning.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pounding the pimento in the morning.
And coffee on top of that.
Yes, sir.
That's why you stunk,
man. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's why it's coming
day.
Down.
Yeah. Until I switched to Red Bull and coffee and pimento.
Well, that explains all the leakage. Oh, that you just destroyed us about a. If you just tuned in, he destroyed us about a half hour. Worst in a while in this room.
Anyone who needs to use the restroom after this break, I would encourage hustling to it to get out of it.
Don't tell anybody that. Some loafer's going to be sitting there at 8:30 Central.
You're right.
You won't be able to get in. Man.
I'll just go down to theirs.
Yeah.
So they teed it at 9:20 Eastern by 10:45 Eastern time. I'm just going to do this whole – I got a timeline here that I think is pretty interesting, and I'm going to do it in Eastern time. 10:45 Eastern time, Tiger had bogeyed the fourth and fifth holes. He was at Vegas. I was watching the live odds. I basically lived the log
– How late can you bet?
Logged the live odds. You can bet throughout the event.
You could bet the 18th hole when he's two strokes up.
Well, sure, at that point, they had taken it down.
They take it down.
They'd taken
by
it
then.
Down on right. 17, about midway through 17. Even though it looked dicey again at
but
the
even
end
then,
on 18,
they still can't allow him to bet.
I'm
then.
Sure they keep constantly adjusting the odds, and you can bet just about any time.
They did. I'm such a nerd. I'll show you guys. I mean, I just went old school sports writer, and I just logged the event.
Okay.
Logged the event based on the Vegas odds and what was going on and everything. So at 10:45 Eastern. Tiger was plus 400 to win the Masters. It looked like Molinari. He had bogeyed two holes. Molinari looked like he was never going to mess up. Mm-hmm. Everything was going to be fine.
I kept reading.
Did the French dude mess up? Did he mess up?
Italian.
Oh, Italian. He's Italian, right. Yeah. No, I'm asking about the French guy.
I'll get there.
No, the Italian guy messed up.
He did, yes.
Okay, all right. I thought something happened. He was up by a couple strokes. Yeah.
He was. At 11:15 Eastern, Francisco Molinari, Frankie Molinari, was even odds to win the Masters. Tiger was plus 550 at that point.
Yeah.
So it didn't look very good. Then just after a bogey on 10, Tiger is still in that plus 500 range. And then, like, everything changed on once we got through 11 into Amen Corner on 12. For some reason, the weather changed a little bit. And at 12:35 Eastern time, everybody who's on the leaderboard, it seemed like, but Tiger Woods is in the water on number 12.
So Molinari choked.
Yes.
He choked.
And then he double choked because Molinari was able to get it back.
I didn't know he choked.
And on 15, it's a par 5 15th. Tiger's sitting on the green in two with a long look at eagle, but it looks like he's probably going to birdie. And Frankie goes in the water again and again and again. And all of a sudden, they took all the bets down. And when they came back up at 1:32 Eastern, Tiger Woods was a prohibitive favorite to win the Masters all of a sudden.
I kept reading on the social media that some guy, and this may have been before the tournament started, bet $85,000 on Tiger.
Yep, 14-1.
And the payoff was what?
$1.1 million, I think.
Over a million.
Yep.
He's got money to burn.
Vegas
obviously.
Vegas took it in the shorts a little bit on that, which, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But the moment of the term, I mean, this like was one of the most amazing things I have ever seen in sports. In all my years covering it, watching it, whatever.
Right.
So he takes the solo lead on 15, Tiger Woods does, which is pretty cool anyways. And then on 16, that famous hole where on Sunday they've always got the same pin placement and there's so much action around the hole. Hey. And Tiger now has the solo lead and he is chomping his Valagum, we started calling it on the weekend. Because it had to be Valagum.
What's that?
Valium gum.
Valium gum.
That's the only way this dude was. I mean,
for the non-drug addicts out there, it's Valium gum. I got it.
He looked like a machine. So all the
I don't think you can play golf well in Valium.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Valium.
I've taken Valium. You sit there.
Mentally, that's what it looked like he was doing.
Yeah,
you're not going to swing.
He was chewing the entire round.
Yeah, it wasn't Valium.
Hardcore.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
It wasn't Valium.
They say it was peppermint gum, which does something with the frontal lobe. He says it was just to depress his appetite.
Yeah.
Which, how hungry could you be during the round?
And they always eat a bar.
He's got snacks.
He's got snacks.
So on 16, he steps to the tee on 16, a little par 3 over the water, one of the biggest collections of people on the course because of the hill there, and it's just a famous spot to be. His heart has got to be pacing, and he stuffs one. Right, I mean, if I would have set my coffee cup where he needed to land it to almost make it, he probably would have hit my coffee cup.
I saw that,
and he almost makes a hole in one at that point. I'm telling you, man, this is one of the most remarkable things I have seen in sports.
This didn't involve Tiger, but in a later foursome. Oh, no, an earlier foursome. It was, who was it? John Rahm puts it about a foot from the hole, and Justin Thomas puts it in the hole.
Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas, right.
Yeah, made it.
Get
Justin
that crap
Thomas.
Out of here,
made
basically.
It. Yeah,
right,
made
cool.
it. So the rest is history. And I'll be honest, sitting there watching it, like, I had tears in my eyes because, I'm just watching this dude who put everything on the line when he didn't have to. He embarrassed himself when he didn't have to. He decided to work hard to come back when he didn't have to. He was going to make millions and billions of dollars either way. And how lucky are we that he didn't go Tyson? Because Tyson just ended.
What, rape somebody and go to jail?
Well, potentially. No, Tyson was so great,
Yeah, but boxing, you got to quit.
Yeah, but you don't have to. George Foreman would disagree. Manny
true.
Pacquiao would disagree.
Yeah, I know, but it's sadder in that sport. In golf, you can actually come back. Because the way these guys are strong now, they can still play.
He's
43, 44?
He's 43, and obviously Phil's 48 and still contending.
Right.
But Tyson was so great, and then it was just over.
Yeah.
It was just gone.
Well, the 3 years of jail.
But Phil.
It was just over.
And Tiger, none of those guys have taken many blows to the head.
That's
the difference in golf.
Tiger almost took a golf club to the head, though. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. To get back to that level, I think.
What happened?
What's his ex there? To
amazing
watch this?
Human no, triumph. I doubt it.
She was not. His girlfriend was there.
Well, who's there with the kids?
Mom and the girlfriend.
Mom and the girlfriend. Oh, his mom.
Okay. Yeah.
I think his ex would be there?
No.
No,
apparently it was his weekend.
She's basically responsible for 10 years of not winning.
Yeah, hey, Mom, can you watch the kids?
Right. It was
mom,
his mom. Weekend.
Hey, Mom, I need you to do something for me.
I get the kids this weekend. Right. It's on
she
the schedule.
Being a total bitch.
It's on the schedule.
I got the Masters that weekend. Well, it says right here it's your weekend.
Don't we have that call? Hey, I need you to do something for me. I need you to watch my kids on Masters Sunday.
We do. Yeah. Take the kids.
So it's his first major title trailing. So he'd never been trailing after 54 holes and won a major. So he checks that one off.
No, he's always a front runner.
And the thing I found doubly fascinating is that without Tiger's presence in these majors and his dominance, which it's been that way for a long time now, two guys who have stepped up at least and looked unshakable in these moments, Frankie Molinari and Brooks Koepka, got shook. They got totally shook, and whether it was Tiger or the scene that Tiger had created at essentially a home game for him in a golf course, that could ever happen,
it's a home game.
It shook those guys.
Right.
I do want to take a minute.
It was a home game.
Apologize to Francisco Molinari because I saw at some point during the round there was a hideous looking head cover. It was a floral pattern.
I've seen
a few of those.
But all head covers are horrible.
Which apparently, this is like a collector's item.
I saw it.
It has every flower that grows on the grounds of Augusta National.
Oh, and you hammered it.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you hammered it on Twitter.
Because it was ugly.
That was brutal.
Looked like a jam camper.
But a lot of PGA guys said, no, that's a collector's item.
Yeah, I saw the geeks check in on that.
Yeah,
right.
And that's got every flower, and all the holes on Augusta National are named after
Who's
flowers.
Who's Tiger's new woman? Was she hot?
She used to manage his restaurant chain somewhere, somewhere.
She was a waitress at one point.
I believe her. Yeah, she may have been the Perkins girl.
Maybe Denny's? I'm not sure which one she came from.
I haven't seen her.
I think her name is Erica. I don't know her last name.
Erica White chick? Herman.
White chick?
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Yep.
Of course she is. She better be pretty.
Tiger Woods.
Man. Can't have like a Bubba Watson's woman. Yeah, better be hot.
Damn, that's true. Yeah.
You're Tiger Woods. You better be hot.
Now, I'll say this about him. And I would not have said this going into this tournament, but if his back don't break, he's going to catch Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
And here, this is far-fetched as it could be.
Three more?
He's got 15 now.
Three to tie.
So he could take care of that this year.
Oh, okay, I know, but let's win a second.
Somebody's going to say that. Right. No, I understand that, but if you just look at it realistically,
he played great.
Two of the three remaining majors are at places he's already won and played well: Pebble Beach and Bethpage Black. So, just saying, with this momentum, man, it's back on. It's been 14 years.
I did find a guy where I could just bet the field, so I won.
Perfect bet.
Yeah.
What was that?
I bet the field.
You did, it means you lost.
No, I bet everybody.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, we talked about that.
He gave me.
You bet the whole field.
Everybody.
You win.
Yeah, and it turns out Tiger was in the field.
I like that.
I won.
I bet the field.
And Todd, you'll like
and
this.
And then I won a lot more money on the replay, too.
No, way to play there.
That's a dumb bookie.
A lot of people don't know.
Old Stone
that
bookie.
Is a dumb bookie.
They weren't keeping
Stone
on,
bookie.
On top of the weather, or they weren't keeping on top of anything.
Right. Oh, this isn't live?
So I called him again.
Stoned said, bookie.
Listen, I'll give you the field and give me Tiger. And I won again. So it was a good weekend.
Tiger's second oldest to win a Masters. Jack at 46 is the oldest.
I watch that.
This stat is crazy to me. The first, so on Thursday, Tiger missed seven greens in regulation, which is a nerd golf stat. The last three rounds, he missed seven greens in regulation. That's why he won. Everybody else just screwed up, and the Valley Gum helped. And he takes 2.07 million for the winner.
Where can you get that gum, by the way? Is it available for?
I think you got to be a billionaire major winner.
Okay.
Because Tiger had it, or Phil had it too, I think.
Okay. You may need a prescription for that.
Okay. All right.
Ask Dr. Your doctor.
Ask your physician.
Ask your doctor if Val gum is right for you.
He'll say no.
I saw something on Twitter over the weekend. Somebody captured got a picture of Phil with. Looked like he had some sort of little eyedropper he was putting in his mouth.
They were acid.
They were theorizing that it might have been CBD oil.
Oh,
yeah.
Whether he was dropping little hits of CBD oil.
Are you allowed to do that, or they pee you for
he's
that?
Got the arthritis. There's nothing illegal about CBDs, is there?
Okay,
there's no THC.
I don't know. It's the devil.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's the devil in this state.
Or it could have been acid. I don't know.
Sure, I think it's acid. I know you can, 26 red.
You can ingest acid that way.
He tees up and just right into somebody.
Yeah.
He tees up sideways and just tees off right into the stand.
Geez, Phil's left-handed, but man, this really looks funny. Is this right?
He's playing his hook.
He had to hit around the four-eyed demon that came out of the water.
He just jacked somebody directly 40 feet in front of him. Dude, you shouldn't have popped the acid in your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So Todd mentioned Justin Thomas had a hole in one. So he's sitting in the grill room, which is like one of the most exclusive places in Augusta, the grill room. This is the cry room, as the pros would call it. That's where you, if you feel like hanging out after a round, where you do that. And since Justin Thomas had a hole in one, that's what he was doing. He's just hanging out, watching Tiger, he had done the same thing as a kid, just sat around.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And I guess this grill room turned into a place where Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Ian Poulter, Ricky Fowler, like everybody was just kind of in there. A bunch of millionaire tour pros were glued to the television everybody else.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen the ratings yet. And ironically, this day in 1979, Fuzzy Zeller won his only Masters.
Fuzzy.
So tell him. You know what you tell him? Tell him the boy's playing well.
Somebody's got to find Fuzzy today. What's Tiger going to serve next year?
Well, the boy's playing well.
He should do the fried chicken and collard greens next year.
Tiger should.
In Fuzzy's
really
face.
He should.
In Fuzzy's face.
Is Fuzzy going to be here this year?
Yeah. Right. And invite Fuzzy. Put Fuzzy at the head of the table.
Racist.
And make sure Fuzzy is the first one to get a serving of collard greens and fried chicken.
That'd be so funny,
Fuzzy,
man.
Fuzzy is a racist.
Now, this could have changed dramatically Saturday. I don't know if you saw Paul Blart, the mall cop, about end the whole weekend.
No.
Security guard coming from two holes over to stop nobody about to out Tiger's ankle.
Yeah, that would have been...
Jesus!
Yeah. That would have been funny. It would have sucked, but it would have been funny.
To be a little slippery.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he took out Tiger.
His knee went right into Tiger's ankle. It hyperextended, man.
Paul Blart. That's right, it was. It was Kevin James fatty, wasn't it?
If I've heard this once, I've heard it 1,000 times, and Petey has actually been to Augusta National, but there really is no flat spot at Augusta National.
My
dad said the same thing.
Yeah.
And that was right after they'd had to rain delay, too.
Right.
So it was wet.
And there's no running,
it's
either.
A lot
so that mall
than,
cop was...
Yeah, he shouldn't be running, but I think he was trying to protect. He was trying to throw Tiger some blocks.
I don't get it because they had it hemmed up. It was all good.
Maybe it was a Tonya Harding situation. Maybe he was paid to take his ankle out. And he screwed up.
And here's another.
He whiffed.
Tiger, that Valagum had settled in because he never looked back. If you see a replay of this, your instinct as a human, if somebody clips you like that, is to look down and be like, what the hell? And Tiger
when I was on volume, you could punch me in the face. I would have felt it.
And that's what I'm saying. The Valagum.
That might have been it. That's a good theory. Maybe he was completely volumed up. Dude, stepped on my ankle.
And Zach Johnson looked like he had just eaten edibles on 13 on Saturday. Did you guys see this one?
No, what do you do?
It was Friday, actually, I think. He was getting ready to tee it up.
And
he was near the tee marker, which is just a little piece of tree that's chopped and finished. And his first practice swing,
he clipped it.
He hit the golf ball off the tee. It bounces off the marker and rolls a little bit forward. And he looks around at Matt Kuchar like, oh, crap. You believe I just did that? What do I do?
By the way,
okay.
When you're playing just with regular hacks and you do something
and
like
that.
And
you can in our tournament in a week or a month or so.
Everybody goes,
2 months.
One. No.
Not true.
Not true. Your intention has to be to drive the ball down the fairway.
Yep.
If it's just a practice swing and you happen to hit the ball, that doesn't count.
Does not matter.
How do you know it's intention?
Well, there's
because some hacks can
actually, gentleman's game.
Some hacks can
sure.
look like it's an intended swing, but it actually is a swing.
Yeah, it's a gentleman's game.
You just got to take the word for it.
No, in hacks, it wasn't a practice swing.
And does that count too if you intended to hit the ball but didn't? No, I didn't intend to hit it there.
Yeah.
That was a practice swing.
That's, I would say.
Again, a gentleman's game.
Gentleman's game. And it's kind of obvious, too. Does that
well, for those guys, it is.
Well,
yeah,
and for most of us, too. Because the guy, you know, the guy who does that when you're playing with your friends has usually taken a couple extra seconds to...
Well, and there's alcohol and weed involved,
and
too.
And we
talk in the backswing, too.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why don't you go get laid?
I was saying, we don't talk in the backswing. We like, taunt in the backswing.
Taunt in the backswing. You suck.
Yeah, we use the specially supplied horn from the cart company. We're like Barkley.
We never need that again.
With the alerts. I like alerts.
If you can, think back to a time when screaming awful racist things at people in public was wildly accepted.
That's now.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. That's now because of the commander-in-chief. You can do that now.
God, I was trying to bring up 1947, and here I am just today.
Yes, it's today. God. It's today. Horribly racist things can be yelled out loud, and it's no big deal. You're just you're part of the...
It's fine.
You're a MAGA. You're a MAGA guy.
God. Yeah. Jackie Robinson played his first major league game this day in 1947.
Yeah. And I want to wear 42 in the pros, and I can't now.
Well, everybody wears it today, so if you see any major
today,
league baseball highlights,
you're not doing acid
like Phil Mickelson. You are just seeing everybody wearing 42 to honor Jackie Robinson.
And they should retire 21 also.
Roberto Clemente.
Because for Latin players. Because Latin players have done a ton. In Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and he died trying to help.
There's a thing out there to try to get to retire 21 also.
But no one is 42 in the Major League,
nope.
Are they?
Nope.
Rivera was the last
number.
You're
Rivera. Allowed to be grandfathered right. in, right.
That number has been retired.
Right.
Yep, and then this day in 2013, the Boston Marathon, which is, you know, I don't bring up as a sports event,
but three
people killed and 183 injured at the bombings at the Boston Marathon, which they're running today.
Was that the first strong comment?
Boston Strong.
Yeah, was there like other things strong before that?
I feel like cancer stuff had something strong. Lance Armstrong, Live Strong.
I'm talking about cities, though. Because, you know, I mean, obviously...
Your place here, strong.
Because obviously
there was...
I think
they might have been.
It's the Lance Armstrong thing where it came from, though.
I remember Boston Strong being the first city one.
Yeah.
And like Watergate, then everything's gate. Is that the first... Because obviously it's Nebraska, Iowa Strong now with the floods.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of floods, a bunch of strongs after that. It just seems to me that was the first strong comment.
With a city?
With a city or an area of the country, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That was used to come, you know, something horrible happened and the city reacted strongly.
We all were going to run in that, but none of us qualified or can run 26 miles and didn't apply.
Or can run 100 yards.
Right. Wanted to.
Not interested.
Or wanted to.
Not interested.
Not interested. Sean Astin, when we get back. Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.